The court appears ready to use a Taylor County case to clarify what the rules are for judges, district attorneys, and the citizens who want a crime investigated and prosecuted. This week, attorneys in the case told the court what changes are needed. Clients of attorney Joseph Owens unsuccessfully tried to use the John Doe law to bring charges against the Taylor County DA. They claimed he abused his office by threatening officials who didn't vote for him. Owens says the law shouldn't be changed simply because John Doe procedures are time-consuming for judges.
We need to go back to the reasons for the statute, which are that the citizenry need a forum that is not otherwise available them to be heard. And to take that away when it goes back to 1839 because it's inconvenient for the circuit bench, I think would be overstepping the bounds of this court, with all due respect.
But Assistant Attorney General David Rice says any changes in the law should leave it up to the judge how thorough an investigation to pursue. He asked the court to make it clear to judges how to exercise their discretion.
Whether the judge has to examine every witness, what the standards are for making those determinations. What I don't think this court can do is to permit judges to consider the information other than the petition in making that threshold decision. I think the legislature would have to change that.
Lawmakers resisted that change last year when a bill sponsored by the Prison Guard Union failed to come up for a vote. The court will rule on this case sometime this summer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.